The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wanting to change your life? Now is the time. Learn to modify beliefs and clear thought patterns that no longer serve you. Welcome to All About You with your host, Dorian Light, as she teaches and helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Now, here is Dorian Light.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to All About You. I'm Dorian Light. I am just so happy that you joined me tonight. Now, for the last several weeks, we've been addressing lack, need, and poverty consciousness. The universe specifically asked me to do this mini-series to help you break free from all the sabotaging patterns and belief systems of your life and in your finances. Now, when I first was asked by Voice of America to do a 13-week pilot for them, I really didn't have a clue about what universe, spirit would tell me what to do. And it really seems that most of these shows have been guided to talk about something that would bring awareness to your specific patterns and programs that are running really in some degree in all of us that are keeping us from stepping into our power. And in my meditations, I keep hearing, I want you to help people get set free as soon as possible from all these distortions and mutations that have stored in their soul's memory banks of subconscious mind. So think about it. The universe felt it was important enough to press me to address these issues. Please take into your awareness and understanding that it's important for you to use the tools and the material on a daily basis to help you. So I suggest that if you haven't downloaded the free PDF off my website at www.dorianlight.com, to use it, do it, and use it as a daily reminder and guide. Until we get into a habit of doing something, it's good to have reminders in front of us. Let's just all start 2014 as free as we possibly can from not only our self-limiting, imposed belief systems, but sabotaging programs. Now, as always, I want us to get into the individual and group agreement of unity. So everyone, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and say after me, I give myself permission to do the work that I came here today to do. And I give Dorian permission to help release what no longer serves me. And it is so. So take a breath as I clear any and all resistance within you and within the group energy field of all the listeners. Group energy is so important. So everybody put your intention that everybody is going to glean what they need from tonight. Perfect. Now I want to clear any mass consciousness influence that we all tend to get plugged into. So a lot of times when things are happening, it's not even our stuff. It's stuff from the mass consciousness. So take a breath. With your intention, release. There we go. That one's much easier. Now releasing the Adamic dream or the illusion of lack, need, and poverty that was created in the developing reasoning state of mind of man. So take a breath. Perfect. Thank you for the group energy. Now, this is not going to be the last time that we address the subject of lacking and poverty, because there's a lot more that we can cover on this subject because it's a huge morphic field. And it has been for many, many eons, not just you as an individual, but mass consciousness. I mean, we haven't even discussed how we as humanity, as a group, create things and conditions and belief systems to put all ourselves under and operate in as a group. So that's something we're going to be addressing again next year. However, I feel like it's important now to end this mini-series, and I want to end it with this, in past life oaths, vows, and contracts that we've made. Now, these are very powerful influences over our lives. So I just quickly want to do a quick synopsis of past lives. Remember, you don't have to believe in them. For some, it's just a theory. For some, it's a reality. But it doesn't matter, because you can get a healing from the work that we're doing around it. So don't let your monkey mind immediately go, I don't believe in it, I reject it. Just let the work that we accomplished tonight help you heal your life. Okay? So give yourself permission. Honestly, there are well over a billion people on the planet today that believe in reincarnation, and the numbers are growing. Now, many biblical scholars say that the literature regarding reincarnation was taken out of the Bible in the 6th century, and that was done by Roman Emperor Constantine and his mother, by the way. Therefore, it's not really been a mainstream belief of most Christians. I know, I was raised as a Christian, and I wasn't taught to believe in it myself, and I never really thought much about it until about 25 years ago when I had my first experience with a past life memory, and it cured me from the fear of bridges. It was then that I realized I don't have to really believe in past lives in order to receive a healing from one, you know, like a therapy. So today, as a licensed hypnotherapist and past life therapist and spiritual counselor, I've honestly experienced hundreds of clients' recall of past life memories, and I've seen them heal. I've seen them heal as we work through the memory and we modify it and we set things right. So how can I deny this in my own practice? Now, in my studies with Brian Weiss, I learned how to ask what the lesson was for the lifetime. But in my advanced studies with others, I came to realize that we don't just have lessons to learn. We have contracts to break, karmic debts to fulfill, restitution and forgiveness to ask for from being a perpetrator, and also forgiveness to give as a victim. So we can also get messages like from other realms of consciousness, ascended masters, if you will, gain better insight into life itself and our purpose. And we can receive healing and understanding to every essence of our being. So from my experience with my own past life memories and two near-death experiences and a vision, a very vivid vision I've had of my brother's death 3 months before it happened, and when it happened, it came exactly like my vision showed me, I found a common thread in all of them, that we're a spark of the divine incarnating into a human body and having a human experience over and over again, that we are eternal beings. We never die, and we're never really born. We just come into a body. It's like our shelter force in the incarnation, and then we leave again. And we come in to learn life lessons, our soul to evolve, and even more so to experience the beauty of life on planet Earth. So my viewpoint is that the soul incarnates over and over and stores the memories, the lessons, emotional, mental, physical traumas of a previous life. And each lifetime, if we resolve or clear certain issues, then they're removed from our future experiences. But those patterns are still there. We can keep repeating the same old themes over and over until we glean its wisdom. We learn the lesson it has for us, and we evolve to another state of being. Now, we've all been rich and poor, black and white, good and bad, victim, perpetrator, straight and gay. You know, this goes on. It's an experience, and we evolve through each experience. I believe we, as a soul consciousness, are getting assistance from all the universe now, today, in this day and time, to clear karma, and to clear all these events in order to come back into balance and harmony. To truly understand who we are as an eternal being and to evolve back into the heart of Mother, Father, God. Now, as I said earlier, you don't have to believe in it. You know, I tell a lot of my Christian clients don't believe in it. Just to think of a past life memory as something you saw on TV as a kid or a dream you might have had, you know, from long ago. But just know that through this work, I'm not trying to interfere with or change your belief system. That doesn't matter to me. Because this is a form of healing work that's offered to help you. I mean, especially if you've tried other avenues and they failed. So why not? So the majority of past life therapists believe that 90% of our issues in this lifetime are from past life experiences and patterns. 90%. That's huge. And those include lack, need, poverty consciousness, physical symptoms, emotional and mental issues, addictions, patterns of trauma that can show up at a certain age, and that can show up without any injury or explanation. And from my own experiences as well as those with clients, I have to agree with these professionals like Dr. Brian Weiss that past lives are truly a common theme in my work when I wasn't looking for it, believe me. Now, I've worked with clients born with certain illnesses such as asthma, diabetes, lung diseases, childhood eating disorder, and a ton of other symptoms, and those completely disappear past life therapy. I've even had clients with birthmarks that they end up remembering an old stab wound exactly where the birthmark was. Also worked with clients with huge family histories of addiction that link back to ancestral past life patterns. And once they're broken, the addictions are gone. So I believe that we incarnate many, many times. And we also want to have experiences by doing that. Like, what's it like to be rich? What's it like to be destitute? What's it like to be pretty and ugly and so forth? Because through these experiences, we gain compassion. We gain wisdom and knowledge from both sides of the coin. Now, many fears in this lifetime come from past life memories. And traumas and tragedy and death, I mean, fears like poverty, survival, starvation, fears of the water, the dark, drowning, fire, bridges like I had, heights, even spiders to name just a few. And you know what? Many people have been able to validate their past life memories through birth records, historical references and data. And I've even had some go back and meet family members that are still alive today that can validate their memories as part of that family. So it's a fascinating topic. But right now, the universe told me it's really important to address oaths, vows, and contracts. Decisions, if you will, that we made not only in our past lives, but in this present lifetime, based around lack, need, and poverty, and our financial well-being. So like I said, if you don't believe them, just keep your intention to clear whatever no longer serves you, and don't let your monkey mind get in the way. Now, oaths, vows, and pledges, whether they're verbal or they're written, will honestly remain throughout all time and space until they're nullified or broken. That's kind of scary. So we have to break them in order to break their hold over us. So, for instance, in this lifetime, it doesn't matter if you've been divorced for 20 years. That vow you made on your wedding day, if I will love you from death to us part, guess what? It's still energetically in place today. Ooh. So, yeah, it needs to be broken consciously and energetically. I was actually floored when the universe showed me this truth many years ago. I remember learning about the importance of cutting energetic cords with others. I mean, especially those who you really want to, you know, sever the contact with and you want out of your life for good. Well, I would cut the cords. Bam. Someone would say, well, you just got recorded. Cut the cords. Bam, I get recorded again. I'm like, okay, this doesn't work. So I finally just got smart and went into my meditation to ask the universe, what's going on? And that's when it showed me that the binding influence of certain oaths and vows and pledges that I had made with these people were still in place. And you can't just simply cut a cord. You gotta break the contract or pledge. So I saw that these vows and pledges, they have huge influences concerning the dynamics of our lives and our relationships and our finances. So let me give you a simple example. Years ago, I was studying advanced alchemical hypnotherapy in California. And there was a very wonderful young man in the class that, I mean, like instantly had an obsession with me. He said he felt that he knew me and had loved me all of his life. And it was kind of eerie because I catch him staring at me all the time and I felt uncomfortable. Finally, after a couple days of class, he told me about his strong feelings and told me that it was, you know, like an obsession. And I said, oh, that's probably from a past life. So one night I suggested, let's do a past life regression. Now, this was before I could psychically see the past life and clear it that way. So in the regression, we went into a past life and he saw that he was a knight. And we were madly in love. But because of circumstances, we couldn't be together. But in our stolen moments, we made a vow to love each other forever and into, guess what? Eternity. Now, I believe I eventually got killed in battle. I don't remember the whole story. It was too many years ago. But here was the self, still operating in his field. So it's no surprise to me that when he found me again in this lifetime, that he would, like, instantly feel the way he did about me back then. We broke the vow, and he instantly, and I mean instantly, lost all those feelings and obsession for me. So you see, these vows don't nullify just because we've changed our minds, moved on with another relationship, or into another circumstance, or even another lifetime. On some level, they're still operating in our soul's memory banks and in our energy field. Now, you ask me why I didn't feel the same way about him? I had already broken my oaths, vows, and contracts through all space and time. That no longer served me. So I was already free from the attachment. So of course I didn't feel the same way. This doesn't nullify our pre-agreements that we have made before we came down here. We've all made many pre-agreements with others. I mean, circumstances, places, things to fulfill in this lifetime. So really, that's a whole other subject. But many of us are in certain relationships because we made an agreement to play out our karma, to help each other in our soul's growth, and so much more than you can think of, because we tend to incarnate over and over again with the same group of people. I think it's our soul group. So right now, if you're ready, let's intend that all oaths, vows, contracts, and pledges that you've made in this lifetime to any other that no longer serves you be nullified and broken throughout all space and time. Don't get panicky. I have a side note. Some of you aren't ready. You're not ready to break those vows because for some reason they're serving you on some level. So just take a moment and I want you to just think about one relationship that you say you want to break. And be honest with yourself. See if there's something still there that is serving a need for yourself. Nothing wrong with that, right or wrong, good or bad. Breathe. There's some of you holding your breath. Okay, breathe, everybody breathe. Remember, it's all about free will. If you aren't ready to break it, I'm telling you what right now, you can give lip service all you want to it, but it won't be broken. Because it's your free will that doesn't want to let it go. And if it's a pre-agreement between you and someone, or even a group, honestly, we probably won't be able to break it unless we speak to your higher self and get permission. So if it's for your highest good and the other person, remember, this is not just about you, even though the show says it's all about you. This is about everybody that you're playing the dynamics with. Now, if you've gleaned whatever it is you needed, and so is the other person, then many times it's time for the vow to be nullified. There's so many scenarios that we've made for ourselves and others that we've honestly chosen to incarnate with. It's unbelievable. I keep finding new things all the time, and I've been doing this for years with people. So it's okay if you're not ready. Don't worry about it. Maybe they're not ready either, okay? So don't put yourself in the under condemnation because of it. But for right now, we're working on breaking those vows and agreements that no longer serve you. Now, this is a side bonus because this is about anything, not just about finances. The universe told me to do this tonight. So, take a deep breath. Close your eyes. If you know how to get into your heart space, please do. Let's break all oaths, vows, and contracts you have made in this lifetime that no longer serve you. Breathe. For your soul's highest good and for your purpose upon the planet. Great group energy. Thank you, guys. I mean, every time I do this stuff with you, you get better and better. I'm just so grateful for you. Now, this is going to keep going. Remember, I have rule sets, and those intentions keep going until it's done. Now, I've got another vow before we go into the financial thing. And I don't think many of you know this. Did you know that you're still bound or energetically corded to everyone you've ever been sexually intimate with? Yeah, it's true. And all those energetic cords or bonds need to be broken. Now, you're not conscious of it. The other person's not conscious of it. But energetically, they're cords. And none of us need to be corded. So if you're ready, close your eyes. Take a breath. And let's just break all oaths, vows, contracts, and intimacy agreements with all others that no longer serve you through all space and time. Take a breath. It doesn't serve you to have anybody sucking off your energy field that you were ever intimate with 20 years ago, believe me. Breathe. Perfect. I'm going to give you a warning. I'll give you the warning afterwards, right? Even though that person has been out of your life on all levels, so on some level, they're still corded, so they still feel you energetically. And when you disconnect, even though they're not consciously knowing it, but they are feeling the disconnect in their field. Now, I'm not going to say this is going to happen to you, but don't be surprised if they don't briefly get in touch with you on some level. Now, what do I mean by that? You may get a Facebook request or an email or text from them, or you may hear about them through a friend, or you might get a letter or phone call, or you might just hear their name mentioned or even thinking about them, which you haven't done in years. Like, oh my gosh, I haven't thought about him in years or her for years, or I haven't heard her or his name for years. Something that simple. But I had a client that, she says, oh my gosh, break all those vows. I want out of that. And it's so funny because within 2 days, every boyfriend she'd ever had and every intimate partner she'd ever had somehow contacted her in some brief, you know, fleeting way. And then they just faded away. So she was amazed. They felt the disconnect. That's what it was. It's an energetic disconnect. So don't get panicky if you have some person that has harmed you in the past. Okay, the universe won't allow that to happen. Okay, so for those who've been harmed by someone sexually in the past, don't get panicky. That's not going to happen. But just know that for those that you are in a conscious, consensual relationship with, it may and it may not. But it's not there to stay. It's just the energetics being disconnected from you and them. And that is a very, very, very good thing. Okay? So, take a breath. all is well. This is all a good thing, and this is all what the universe is calling to happen for us. So with that right now, I'm feeling a few people a little uneasy. I'm going to start clearing your field. As we go to commercial break, I want you to stand up for a minute. Wiggle your body, get some energy flowing, drink some water. It's okay. And we're going to give you just a few minutes to breathe while we're doing a commercial break. And we'll be back in a few. And then we're going to break some serious oaths, vows, and contracts of your life. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with you with All About You.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Considered an authority in the language of light, Dorian Light not only speaks the language, but provides spiritual counseling, energy healing, psychic energetics, and intuitive insights to groups and individuals from all walks of life. Friend her on Facebook at facebook.com/Dorian Light. Definitely visit her informative website at www.dorianlight.com and sign up to receive information for all of Dorian Light's upcoming events, healing sessions, and products. That's dorianlight.com. Experience the newly released second edition of Dorian Light's 68 Universal Activation Card Deck, a powerful tool for transforming your life. It's also available as an iPhone and Android app. Just released, Dorian's Sound of Light CD is a beautiful, high vibrational composition of the language of light and the transformational music of life in balance. Also, look for her new book coming soon. Visit Dorian's informative website at www.dorianlight.com. That's DorianLight.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Dorian Light Show, All About You. To reach Dorian Light or today's guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also contact Dorian directly at dorian@dorianlight.com. Now, more of All About You.
Welcome back. Okay, does everybody feel better? You got a little bit of water. You can stretch it out a little bit. So, let's get down to some serious oath breaking around your finances. Yay. Let's go into the oaths, vows, and pledges to serve. We made these to serve places, things, kingdoms, countries, states, king and queens, and much more. And they've bound us into poverty and limited earning capabilities. We've had to live our lives off of their charity when we're bound to that kind of thing. So let's just, it's time to break them. So all those oaths, vows, and pledges to any person, place, or thing to serve them, and especially to serve them at a poverty level and live off their charity. Let's break those now through all time and space. So close your eyes and breathe. And allow these to be released. Now, these are mainly past lives. But even so, if there's something still going on, because it affects this life. Don't forget. Take a breath. Oaths that no longer serve you, that bind you to lack, need, and poverty. Nice. Perfect. Now, for you, I didn't explain that are on the call for the first time tonight, I'm doing psychic energetics. Sometimes I'll speak the language of light, especially if it's very stubborn or I'm told to. But right now, things are clearing pretty nicely. And they're always set in motion to keep clearing it until it is done. Okay, now the next one is huge. Oaths, vows, and pledges to church and to God and to religious organizations and religious entities. We've made them. Most of us have been monks, priests, nuns, holy men and women. We've taken vows of poverty. We've taken vows of chastity. We've taken all kinds of crazy vows. And along with this, when the universe showed me that with this pledge of poverty, we've made these side agreements. And in these side agreements, we've made things like, oh God, if you'll get me through this, I will never do this again. And then guess what? We do the same thing again. And so what happened to your oath to God? You're kind of repeating the same thing over and over again. You ask for help and go, God, if you'll get me through this mess, I promise I'll never do it again. And then you do. I mean, in essence, you made that oath in vain. However, I mean, it's still an oath. And these are very huge. And along with this God and church oath, we've also created an oath of servitude. And I think for a lot of us in this lifetime, and believe me, I've got so many friends that are caretakers like me, we've created this servitude, self-sacrificing oath of being a caretaker. Now, there's nothing wrong with helping your family members and your friends, but to become a self-sacrificing caretaker to where all else matters above yourself is not something we should be doing. So let's first break and nullify all oaths, vows, and contracts we've made to a church or a religious entity or an order and to God about lack, need, and poverty through all our lifetimes, including this one, through all time and space that no longer serve us. So breathe. Let them all go. Our divine right is to be abundant in all areas of our lives. That's our divine right. So by breaking these oaths that we have vowed to church and God, we can be free to live in that divine right that we're entitled to. Breathe. Nice. Now let's just break those little, I call them idle side agreements we made to God that we've never been able to keep. I mean, to me, it's better to nullify them or even ask for forgiveness than it is, you know, than it is to sit active in them in your field as an idle side agreement. So guys, vows are very, very powerful. Just please be careful about what you vow to the universe when you're in a jam. They're serious stuff, and they're standalone contracts, and it's not. And not honoring them truly compromises all areas of your life, including the, you know, those ones you made to God. It really comes back to honoring yourself, your own integrity, your own credibility, and even all the way into your financial stability. You kind of compromise yourself. I hope that makes sense. I don't have the time to go into it further, but let's just breathe and get rid of this idle side agreement. Throughout space and time. And honestly, if it's part of your belief system, just ask for forgiveness if you haven't held up to your end of the bargain. I mean, there's so many of us have done that in the past. We didn't even know what we're doing. Oh God, please, I won't do it again. And then we forget about it. So nullifying these side agreements to the universe, to what you call God, through all space and time. Breathe. Perfect. Now let's go into oaths, vows, and pledges that we had as a slave. I will serve you, Master, for the rest of my life. Now, this is a big one, too, as far as the oath of servitude. Same kind of like, you know, to church and God. It's a servitude oath we made to poverty. And it's part of that oath to poverty, it's an oath of servitude. So a lot of times, to be in service, we feel like we have to be in poverty. It's kind of like a dual oath. And it could be another reason why many of us give ourselves away as caretakers and caregivers. So we self-sacrifice ourselves. So let's take a breath and let's break those oaths as well. Through all space and time. Remember to breathe. Infinite intelligence is on the breath. You shall not cast, I mean not text, I mean shut it. Say it. Perfect. Shatanast. Okay. Oaths, vows, and pledges to others, like our husbands, our wives, our children, to stay with them, even in their poverty situation. Like wives who've said, I love you, I don't care about the money, I love you throughout eternity, and if we are poor. It's the eternity thing that gets you, that binds you to the poverty of that lifetime of that person and into other lifetimes. So don't forget, we incarnate lifetime after lifetime with usually the same group of people, just in different roles. So we can still carry the same patterns within us lifetime after lifetime till we break them. So let's break those as well. Take a breath. Nice. Now, some of these are more stubborn than others, and that's okay, because they'll just keep on clearing, so don't worry about it. They'll keep going until they're done. Now, what about the oaths, vows, and pledges to ourselves? Ooh. You know, many times we take oaths of poverty to punish ourselves for something we've done, especially if we've been abusive with our power over others with money. And many times abuse is really so blatant and horrific that we punish ourselves because of that abuse by denying ourselves financial abundance for many lifetimes. We've actually created a self-imposed limitation of, you know, every kind, but money is a big one. So let's get rid of that as well. We don't need to punish ourselves anymore by keeping ourselves in lack. Done service. So breathe. Nice. I should have asked, I may akata. Got to add a little language in on that one. Hey, same little question. You can send up a kayanam. These are big, what we've done to sabotage ourselves, to keep ourselves from doing the same thing over and over again. All right. Nice. Perfect. Not going, we're going a little fast, but I wanted to finish this up tonight because we've got more to do next week. Atlantis, ooh, many of us souls on the planet today were old. You ever been told you're an old soul? I know I have. I'm ancient. These patterns that are most of us that are old souls, we've lived in Atlantis many times. And there was a lot of financial abuse and financial power being abused back then. It's actually one of the reasons why Atlantis sank. And we've inherited those patterns of suffering and guilt and sorrow and regret and responsibility and self-sabotaging, not just in our finances, but in all areas of our life. So this is a big one. I've been in crowds of hundreds of people, and they were crying and bawling, all of them. So it's a big one, and it's anchored deep within us. So take a breath. And while we're addressing this one, we need to ask forgiveness for any participation or responsibility that we may have had in the sinking of Atlantis. We need to ask forgiveness from the millions of souls, men, women, and children that lost their lives traumatically from this event. Forgiveness sets us free, and it sets them free. So let's also forgive ourselves and ask for forgiveness from all others. And let's also release all guilt or responsibility that we hold ourselves in our memory banks that we use to sabotage ourselves from not being able to prevent the sinking of Atlantis. Some of us didn't have a part in sinking it, but we couldn't prevent it. So we hold the guilt. So guess what we've done? We divide ourselves or sabotage ourselves not being able to prevent the loss of all those millions of women and children by keeping ourselves from stepping into our power. And part of stepping into our power is to step into the abundance. So these are like self-punishing programs. So take a breath. Releasing ourselves from all guilt, sabotaging patterns, and denial of abundance through all aspects of our being. Let's also go into abuse of financial power in any lifetime. I mean, many of us have played the game so much that we now have sabotaging roadblocks that are intentionally keeping us from being financially sound or powerful. I mean, we have a fear that we'll abuse that financial power again. Maybe our souls have evolved, but we're afraid. There's a fear deep within us that if we truly step into our power, especially our financial power, we'll slip back into the abuse. And our soul doesn't want to do that because it's evolved. So let's release this pattern. Take a breath. Perfect. Remember to breathe. That's a deep one. This was going to go for a while. Many of us have played both sides of the coins. Addictions, which include gambling away all our money. Now, there can really be a serious ancestral pattern or group agreement here, as well as some very key emotional components, such as unworthiness centered around money when there's a gambling addiction. So let's release ancestral patterns, group agreements, and emotional components of gambling addictions that no longer serve us through all space and time. Now, some of you that have that, you know, need key individual work. That's not a problem. That can be done. Remember to breathe. Deathbed decisions, big, big, big. When we make decisions on our deathbed, it not only carries it over into another lifetime, it cements that decision in. So say you were extremely wealthy in another lifetime. Because of that, you felt isolated or ostracized by others, or say you had a lot of money and you felt used by others, or you had all the money you wanted, but you're extremely unhappy in a situation in order to get the money. These kind of scenarios. So on your deathbed, you go, I will never have another life like this. Money was my curse. What's it going to be in this lifetime? A curse. So let's break all deathbed decisions throughout time and space. Perfect. Ancestral codes and curses. Now, a lot of people think ancestral means genetic, but in this instance, it really doesn't. These are patterns that are carried over within a group of souls incarnate over and over again through many lifetimes. They incarnate into similar scenarios over and over again. And one of these is poverty consciousness and lack and need. So someone, a lot of times, breaking this contract that's in that group, many times can break it over the whole group. So that's a pretty cool thing. Doesn't mean it necessarily will but I've seen that happen many, many times. So let's break this ancestral code and curse. So hopefully it'll break it over every soul, past, present, and future, that's ever incarnated with you. Perfect. Now, also we're going to address archetypes, thought forms, multidimensional personalities, and unknown sources. So just breathe that in, whatever that may mean. I don't have time to explain it. We just know we're going to break it. Yeah, I love it. These are all just continuing, some easier than others. Through all levels of being, past lives, simultaneous life, your parallel lives. We have parallel lives. We're multidimensional. So a lot, I'm covering all aspects of your being back to the beginning of your existence. Take a breath. Perfect. Now, one more thing I want to do. The universe asked me to use the language of light to clear any mutations or distortions around money, lack, need, and poverty that are embedded in the fail-safe key codes that are protecting your DNA. This will only clear each of you individually. Were you ready to be cleared? They're self-intelligent. Believe me, the language knows exactly what to do, and so do the key codes, and where you can and can't be cleared. So stay in your heart space, hold the intention for yourself, and release whatever no longer serves you. Yishon makayas ayakhan ahyat. Okay, so it almost looks like they're bombarding into that. So just know everything's self-intelligent, the languages, the key codes, you're getting whatever you need. But I also want to speak the language of activation, to activate that which is yours by your divine right. Now this includes your gifts and your skills and your abilities and those ancient secrets and wisdom and knowledge that you hold deep within you that can help you step into your power, where you can create abundance and ease and grace and joy for your life. Okay, you can live your purpose and live it in all aspects of your life in abundance. So take a breath. Activating, bringing in that which is already deep within you. We have all these skills, gifts, and abilities that we've ever done that will serve us now. We don't want the things that are going to be bad for you or use, you know, that don't serve you. But skills and abilities and wisdom and knowledge that you hold within you, how key is that for you to step into your power? And stepping into your power means creating abundance in all areas of your life. And with ease, grace, and joy. Damate, damate, damate. Ma'ilata damate. And it is so. Wow, okay, that was a whirlwind. But the universe was telling me, let's get it done. Let's get it done tonight. So you can always go back and listen to the archive. But just know that this clearing and releasing is going to continue. I want you to drink a lot of water. This is a lot of processing in one show. And I know it's going to continue for about 12 hours. So don't be surprised if you're exhausted or drained or need extra rest or you cry more or you feel like you're detoxing and you got the flu, whatever it may be. Just give yourself permission to take some time to keep releasing and integrating, and always notice what's different. What is different about your life? Now, they may be subtle changes that occur over months. And you may go, nothing really happened. And then a couple of months later going, wow, I just realized I'm different. Or they may be profound and life-changing at the moment. So start using the tools to change your daily life and habits. Notice what's different. And if you find that certain things need attention, just email me at Doreen@DoreenLight.com and let's schedule a personal session. I mean, remember, we're all playing the role at different of separation. I mean, this big role of separation at different levels. We've had different experiences. So the group work can many times start the process, but the individual work can be required to get into the nitty-gritty details of the patterns involved. Now, next week, we will be stepping into the realm of infinite possibilities for your life. Now, many of us are being called to step into our mastery. And in that process, we're required to open our doors to infinite possibilities. It's time. It's time to take back your power. It's time to step into infinite possibilities for your life. How awesome is that? Infinite possibilities for your life. Did it give you chills? Did me. Because I know it's possible. So before we go for the evening, I want to remind you of the free 30-minute healing call right after this at 9:15. We have people calling in from all over the world, so we're building a great global community. And it's exciting. So if you haven't signed up for the call, go to my homepage at www.doreen.light.com. And on that page where you put your name and email in order to receive the access code, those numbers are the same every week. Also, I'm going to be part of Lorraine Gailey's free winter solstice program, December 2022. This is free. People from all over the world are going to be doing it. It's to activate you through meditations and help you raise your vibration. So go to the website and register. It's going to be remarkable. And visit my website to stay informed of these future events. Guys, things are moving fast. The universe has told me that we'll only move faster in 2014. So we're going to have some pretty exciting announcements as we go along. Now, one of these, I think, is going to be a new Greek call to start bringing forth the divine feminine and goddess energy within us. I'm also being told that there might be some possible global workshops with that, experiencing and working with the divine feminine, which I also call procreation energy. Now, do I love that? I did this work 3 years ago, and people weren't ready, but I truly believe it is the fastest way back to crack open that higher consciousness. So this is exciting to me. The universe is starting to say, let's do it. I'm also happy to announce that, oh, finally, my 1CD Damate has been completed by my new sound tech. It's now on sale in time for Christmas. The Sound of Light is up next, and I should get the final revisions by Friday. That'll be up on the website. And thank you for everyone that's pre-ordered those, for being patient, because I had a really nightmare before. So it's a work in progress. And these CDs and the light cards, guess what? They make really great inexplicable Christmas gifts to your family and friends. Whew, that's a mouthful. And like me on Facebook. A lot of you guys know I don't have a lot of time. I take care of my 76-year-old sister. But like my Facebook page, please. Facebook.com/DoreenLight. All righty, guys. All my love and light. And so until next week. Always, always, always be in gratitude. By being grateful, it just gives you more to be grateful for. Universe loves it when you're in gratitude. It can't wait to give you more to be grateful for. Give yourself permission to move forward, to release, to heal, to step into infinite possibilities. Release all those old yucky self-judgments and judgments of over all others. And stay in the question, what is the possibility? What is the possibility I can step into 2014 and create the life that I have longed and prayed for so long? Call on trust, call in grace, and surrender That's the key. Trust yourself, trust the universe, call on the grace of God, and surrender. And first and foremost, love and respect yourself and all others as that magnificent spark of the divine, having this human experience called life. It's a gift. Life is a gift. Take some time. Get out in nature. Put your feet in the grass. Look at the beautiful sky and be in gratitude for just being alive. Many blessings for a beautiful rest of your week. And remember, it's all about you.
Thank you for joining All About You with host Dorian Light. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. And remember, Dorian says, it's all about you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.